The story with targeted therapies and molecular markers, markers of resistance in ovarian cancer is sort of in a state of turmoil. While ovarian cancer, as I noted, and oncologists certainly realize this is a highly chemotherapy-sensitive malignancy, one would have predicted, based upon that, that when we found targeted therapies that work against certain molecular targets, if anything, they would work better in ovarian cancer than they would work in other tumors, just on the basis of what we know about chemotherapy. I mean, that's a gross oversimplification of complicated issues, but gee, you know, all these drugs work in ovarian cancer. Why wouldn't they work there? Well, that has turned out not to be the case so far. So, for example, Herceptin, which in the early studies, when one looked at HER2 overexpression, ovarian cancer seemed to overexpress this often, some of the early studies, just as much as breast cancer. It seemed to be a poor prognostic factor in breast cancer. One would have thought, well, that Herceptin, trastuzumab, should be a pretty active drug. Well, it turns out, in a large study performed by the Gynecologic Oncology Group, only 11% of ovarian cancer patients overexpressed, which was considerably lower than one might have predicted. But in the setting even of the patients who overexpressed, there was a 7% response rate. So if you take a relatively uncommon disease, which ovarian cancer is certainly compared to breast, you take an incidence of 10%, and then in a setting where you might have thought you'd see some activity, you have a 7% response rate. It gets you to a pretty small population who might benefit. Then you ask, well, then, you know, how about doing it with chemotherapy? It becomes very difficult to even ask the questions when you have those kinds of populations.